you just got to take your hat off to Bruce Springsteen, really. Whatever he does with such heart and such passion that it stays with you. You know he means it. Mm-hmm. You don't ever hear him sing a song like he doesn't really want to. The first album that blew me away was Nebraska, which someone played in an art lesson in like 1985.
Wow.
And I remember like, God, I've got to get a hold of this. And I've saved up and bought the record and took it home. And I mean, it's just incredible from start to finish. And I think I found it easier to access than the full band, which mm-hmm. is a whole different beast. It was stripped down to nothing. So just the essence, really. And it's just most incredibly powerful record. The writing and the delivery and the beautiful, the sophistication, but without over embellishment of some of the writing. Just masterful touches of a man who realized he's on stage. He's always, there's a theatricality about it, even when he's being confessional. But it's just so wonderfully done and so earthy. So most of the songs of Bruce's that I've played over the years, most of the songs have been from this Nebraska album. I've done Used Cars, I've done Atlantic City. They're all amazing. They're all absolutely incredible. And Mansion on the Hill was one that even as like a 16-year-old or whatever I was when I first heard it, a song about the unattainable that's just so simple and so wonderful, and you get this rising moon at the end, something even more unattainable rises into the sky.